This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, on all aspects of bilateral ties in Addis Ababa yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Ethiopia are elevating their ties to a strategic partnership, giving new energy and direction to cooperation.
Aaj hum Bharat-Ethiopia sambandho ko strategic partnership us tar par le ja rahe hain. Ye kadam hamare sambandho ko nayi urja, nayi gati aur nayi gehrai pradan karega. Aaj hame हमारे सहयोग के प्रमुख आयामों जैसे इकोनॉमी, इनोवेशन, टेक्नोलॉजी, डिफेंस, हेल्थ, कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग और मल्टीलेटरल कोऑपरेशन पर विचार विमर्श करने का मौका मिला.
Mr. Modi said, India and Ethiopia stand together as democratic partners committed to peace, human welfare and the global south and are working closely on international platforms. In his address, Ethiopia's Prime Minister appreciated India's consistent emphasis that Africa's priorities must lead the partnership, aligning with an Africa-led and Africa-defined development path. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed, conferred the highest award of Ethiopia, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, upon PM Modi for his exceptional contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and for his visionary leadership as a global statesman. PM Modi is the first global head of state or head of government to receive this award. Earlier, India and Ethiopia signed 3 MOUs to enhance mutual cooperation in the presence of the two leaders. These include administrative assistance in custom matters, data center establishment at the Embassy of Ethiopia, and cooperation in UN peacekeeping. PM Modi reached Ethiopia's capital yesterday on a 2-day visit to the African nation after concluding his visit to Jordan. Prime Minister Modi wrapped up his 2-day successful visit to Jordan after attending a series of high-level engagements in Amman. During the visit, Mr. Modi held extensive talks with King Abdullah II. The two leaders also addressed a high-profile business forum that brought together industry leaders from both nations. The two countries signed 5 memoranda of understanding covering culture, renewable energy, water management, digital public infrastructure, and a twinning arrangement between the historic sites of Petra and Ellora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman today on the last leg of his 3-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting the Gulf nation on the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The visit is of great significance as it will be taking place when India and Oman are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the establishment of the diplomatic relations. U.S. Embassy in India has shared U.S. President Donald Trump's praise for India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, the U.S. Embassy quoted the U.S. President as saying that India is home to one of the world's oldest civilizations. He called India an amazing country and an important strategic partner for America in the Indo-Pacific region. President Trump termed Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a great friend of the U.S. President Draupadi Murmu will be arriving at the helipad of the Sripuram Temple, Vellore today. She will participate in the event at the Kamala Nivas guest house at the Sripuram Golden Temple. She will have a darshan and perform aarti at the Golden Temple. She is scheduled to leave after the event to Tirupati. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has condemned the recent terror attack at Bondi Beach in Australia's Sydney, asserting that India and Israel have a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The minister made these remarks alongside his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in Jerusalem yesterday. External Affairs Minister arrived in Israel yesterday to hold bilateral consultations with his counterpart Foreign Minister Gideon Saar. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the 4th T20 international match of the series at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. India currently leading 2-1 in the 5-match T20I series and will look to seal the series and take a 3-1 lead against the Proteas. The Indian Air Force is currently hosting a joint exercise, Avia Indra 2025, in collaboration with the Russian Federation Aerospace Force. And that is the end of this news bulletin.